You're listening to the Saturday Morning with Jack Tame podcast from Newstalk ZB. Don't tell.
Beautiful. Kia ora, New Zealand. Good morning. Welcome to Newstalk ZB. I'm Jack Tame, and that is the voice of Kiwi singer-songwriter Thomas Powers. He made a name for himself as the co-founder of the incredibly successful Kiwi band, The Naked and Famous, but now he is stepping out from behind the curtain and positioning himself centre stage with his upcoming debut solo album, A Tyrant Crying in Private, coming out later this month. Thomas Powers is with us. Kia ora, good morning.
Good morning. Thank you for having me.
Thank you for being with us. You're back in New Zealand because I know you're based in LA a lot of the time, but we are giving you a real LA experience, making sure that you are reminded what it's like to be stuck in traffic.
Yes, exactly. I'm unfortunately couldn't be there with you because I'm right now stuck trying to cross the Harbour Bridge. So we're going to do this over Zoom instead. But this is fantastic because I like this. This technology is saving me.
This is it. Yeah. This is it. Where would we be without technology? When it works. Hey, how has the transition been for you? I mean, when we think of you, you know, we think of all the success you've had with The Naked and Famous. What's it like going from that operation and that experience into focusing on solo work?
Daunting. Thank you for asking. It's, I would say, so much of the job I'm experienced with. So in one respect, it's easier. It's easier for me to get things done, and I'm very used to the process of completing things. So I feel very, on one hand, very confident, but actually in the promotion of the music and putting it out there into the world, I'm totally unconfident because times have changed. It's a different generation. I'm much older now, and music is, you know, it's a youth-oriented marketplace. So unfortunately, it is very difficult as an older musician to, I think it feels disingenuous to pretend to be young online. So that's been a real hurdle.
Hang on a second. I hope you don't mind my asking. How old are you?
I'm 36.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Ancient. Positively ancient.
I know. And that's the sad thing. In the music industry, that is considered extremely old. And, you know, it's far worse for women as well. I'm saying that as a man. That might sound quite privileged to a lot of women out there because, holy hell, like, the way the industry judges young women in the industry is horrific. I mean, I know 26-year-old women who are worried about aging out of the industry.
What? Really?
Yeah, and I'm not exaggerating that. I mean that for the majority of women who are, you know, in their 20s in the music industry, it is excruciatingly brutal and judgmental, and that is the main attitude. It's hard work. It's hard work. Much harder than it is to be a man in the industry. We get a lot more leeway with age. It doesn't seem to matter, and appearance and all that. It's just very easy to continue in the industry. But, you know, even so, I still find it difficult as a, you know, an older guy in the industry.
It's interesting though, you when you identified the things you find daunting, it was around the publicity stuff and promotion of your music and that kind of thing, as opposed to the actual creation of the music itself. So that stuff you still feel like real confidence in. Because I think for a lot of people, especially going from being part of a really successful group and identified that way to being, you know, judged on their individual merits as a musician, that would be daunting.
Yeah, you know, you're totally right. And there's another funny situation that seems counterintuitive, which is performing live. I'll tell you what, performing in front of like 10,000 people, far easier than 10.
Yeah.
10 is daunting and really frightening because I think the mystique has been taken away. The power and the permission you feel stepping out in front of a large audience and the kinds of venues and technology surrounding you in that situation makes you feel incredibly like there's so much permission to be there in front of 10 people. It's like open mic night. That is horrifying. Yeah. And I mean, I think in some respects, when it comes to making music, I think I just know myself now and I don't feel insecure about who I am as a person. So making art, that's easy. I can do that. I can do that all day long. And it's really that the industry has changed so much where, unfortunately, there's a real devaluing of music on its own, like music for the sake of music on its own merits. There is such a competitive rat race to be online, and a social media personality cannot just be a musician anymore. Or you can, but it is extraordinarily difficult.
Yeah.
So I find that part really challenging, and I'm old fashioned and I can't learn the tricks. I'm just always like, I'm 5 years behind on social media with friends and my confidence. And then eventually I like get the hang of it. Now it's like, oh, I know how to work TikTok. Okay. I can post a video. And like, it's, you know,
and everyone's like, TikTok, that's so old. Yeah.
Yeah, exactly. So it's just, I struggle. Really struggle.
Why is now the right time to do some solo work? Why is now the right time to release A Tyrant Crying in Private?
I think I had just reached a point where it just felt like I had the freedom to do so. Alisa and I put The Naked and Famous on hiatus at the beginning of, towards the end of 2020, mid pandemic, really. And because of that, we just finished and released a new album, and the pandemic hitting and knocking everybody's businesses, off the table, just took the wind out of our sails, made us feel very defeated.
Yeah.
And I think we just she really wanted time off. She wanted to go on a break. So I just took the time to figure out how to do something I dreamed about doing my whole life. I'd always wanted to be a solo artist. An accident that I sort of fell into the band. I always imagined myself being a solo musician, but if I'm being completely honest, I don't think I had the experience, the life experience. Mm. I don't think I was a great musician. I think I was a cheeseball back when I was making solo music, and the band was, it was like this thing I didn't think of as seriously as making solo music. Like I wanted to be a Trent Reznor figure or a Radiohead, and I ended up doing The Naked and Famous, and that became my solo thing. You know, that was the world to me. That was my everything. So, it was just an interesting journey to get to the point where I felt like, okay, I could do this now. I feel confident.
Yeah. And
I think landing on a sound as well, that's a very inspiring, and actually it's something I recognize too, because I think it was similar for me making my solo music. When I hit my sound, it was like being 20 years old and writing Youngblood and going, that's what I'm doing. This is it. Okay. I found it. I found the identity, and I just did that on my own. And I went, it was pretty quick, really. I just found this sound and I thought, all right, great. That's me. I'm neoclassical electronic indie.
Yeah.
Which new genre.
Well, that's interesting. You say neoclassical, because so when I first listened to Sleep and or Rest, I was like, it's kind of, there's a mellow edge to it, but also a slightly kind of, dare I say, like tranciness to it, like a little kind of trippy tranciness to it, which I love. Like that's my kind of music. Listening to it, it did have a kind of a unique flavor. But you reckon there's like a neoclassicalness to it?
Thank you. I appreciate your compliments, but I think maybe not so much on Sleep and or Rest, but perhaps my previous single, Half Pirouette, which is like a straight neoclassical piece. It's definitely a genre that that's where I feel most anxious and afraid. And that's where I'm like, my feet are just touching the bottom of the pool. I'm just treading water in the neoclassical space, because I'm not a classically trained musician, but I love that genre. And it's like what I listen to now.
Yeah.
So half of the album is neoclassical and neoclassically inspired, but so much of it is also like my first single, Life, featuring Chelsea Jade, and Sleep and or Rest, where it's kind of like electronic indie, hypnotic sort of trance like stuff. And this piano is just on every song. and there's strings on like every song. So they make their way in there. But yeah, and sleep and or rest is maybe accidentally. I kind of didn't realize I'd done this with the song, but there's a genre called IDM. I don't know if you know this genre.
No.
Like intelligent dance music. And I think it's like, I sort of cringe when I kind of learn about it, but I have nothing to do with my music. It's like dance music influenced, but you wouldn't say it's like club at all. It just has, like you said, trance-like, continuous, pulsing, hypnotic sort of rhythms. I'd say like John Hopkins is like somebody who I consider as IDM.
Yeah, right. You're listening to News Talk ZB. I'm speaking with musician Thomas Powers. It's interesting in writing about the album as a whole and the kind of themes that have defined the album to you. You do talk a lot about aging. You talk a lot about growing up. I'm just going to pull out a line here. Quote, if growing up is a flurry of myopic concerns for the moment, being a grown up is about chasing the interminable yearning for a sense of completedness, the pursuit of the completed to-do list. So has that been your experience of aging so far, like and a maybe sense of peace and calm that might come with having achieved certain things?
Yeah, definitely. That's kind of what my whole album is about, really. It's just about growing up, feeling like an adult, and the shift from you know, feeling like a 20-year-old to a 30-year-old. I think that's so the story of my album and everything surrounding that, sort of relationships and responsibilities and, yeah, shifting priorities. I think that so much of my music is really about letting go of moving on from, even though I never really will, you know, I'll never really let go of this, but like my identity as the guy from The Naked and Famous.
Yeah, right. Yeah, it's like a maturation, like maturing, but in the full sense, not saying like stop making jokes about bums, but like in the actual true meaning of that word, right?
Yeah, I hope so. I hope that that's what it's about. It's not. I keep struggling to figure out the term for it, but you know, when you say coming of age, that means, as far as my understanding, that it's like teenagehood to becoming an adult. That's like that's the journey from feeling like a child to maybe a young person.
Yeah,
and so it's not quite right to say it's coming of age, but I think it's like there's a second story that is maybe less romantic and less exciting, but it's leaving your teenagehood behind and feeling like an adult. And yeah, so for me, I think especially because I'm so deeply defined by the band and my history and the group, that's, I felt like that was my identity. I think this is like me trying to create a new identity that stands outside of my successful history with The Naked and Famous. I feel like I didn't have an identity as a person, and that the band was my identity. Like I was so proud of it, I didn't want to let it go. And now I think I'm okay just being me.
I'm really looking forward to hearing to the complete record. And congratulations. What I've heard so far, it's really good. As someone who's exactly the same age, I can tell you. it's right up my alley. Yeah.
I'm honestly so flattered to hear that, because that's the goal for me. It really is to make music that really like speaks to someone specific. I don't mind if it's like a smaller group, but it's like I'm just singing to the 30-year-old millennial males. Like that's fine.
But
I want to find a real kind of connection with people who get it, and they're like, it's for them. You know, it's like been written for them. And I'm not trying to sound exclusionary. You know, anybody can listen to my music, but there is something just genuinely like fulfilling about feeling like you wanted to say something and people understood it.
Yeah.
And art.
Hey, congratulations, Thomas, and thank you so much for giving us your time. Thomas Powers and his new album are out on May 17th, so just under 2 weeks from now. The album is A Tyrant Crying in Private.
For more from Saturday Morning with Jack Tame, listen live to News Talk ZB from 9 a.m. Saturday, or follow the podcast on iHeartRadio.